This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
Are you ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. Web Radio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Light, don't know why. If I run to you, would you stay? I might be a prototype, but we're both real inside.
Singles, you are listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. It has been a really, really fun weekend, you guys and gals, and I'm still recovering a little bit, I'm gonna be honest. A little bit tired, slightly hungover, but it was an amazing weekend, and this is gonna be a really good show. So I had the honor and privilege to go once again to Comic-Con as press. This is year four, my fourth year going. It was awesome. It might have been up there with one of my first years there when I interviewed some of the Hunger Games gals from the first Hunger Games movie. It was really, really fun. So on this episode, I'm going to bring you a couple interviews from this past weekend at Comic-Con 2014. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Comic-Con 2015. Hello. I told you. I warned you guys. I'm a little hungover. But here we go. This show's going to be great. So I had the privilege of interviewing Mike Tyson. Because who knew it? I actually did hear about this, but I forgot about it. Mike Tyson has a cartoon called The Mike Tyson Mysteries on Adult Swim, the Cartoon Network. And, it's pretty good, actually. It's really, he like kind of makes fun of himself, which is always cool. I think that's always great if a personality in any realm can make fun of themselves or poke fun of themselves a little bit, I think that's great. I guess that's kind of the theme of my interviews at Comic-Con, actors and celebrities who can poke fun of themselves, because then I interviewed some of the cast members from Sharknado 3. Yes, there is a third one coming out on July 22nd, I believe. July 22nd on the Sci-Fi channel. So interviewed Ian Ziering, for those of you 90210 fans, Steve Sanders. Oh yes. He couldn't have been cooler. Also interviewed Tara Reid, who's, you know, as she mentioned during her interview, she mentioned that she's been in a few movies that she said she had a lot of gratitude and she felt lucky enough that she's been in movies that were cult classics like American Pie and, you know, other movies, Sharknado, there's three of them now, and other movies, and I thought that was really cool. And we talked about poking fun of yourself there. Another actress in that movie, Cassie Scarbo, who was also on, I think she was in Bring It On, I believe. Interviewed all three of them. I'm going to bring you some sound bites from the three of them in Sharknado 3, but also Mike Tyson. Yeah, I got to ask Mike Tyson a few questions, which was really cool. He's definitely mellow, you know? I didn't know what to expect, really, you know. But yeah, really interesting dude, you know. I got to ask him a question about Ronda Rousey. Those of you who are MMA fans and into, you know, her, I mean, just who are into Ronda Rousey and the amazingness that she is. I mean, I asked her a question, or asked Mike Tyson a question about her, and actually his answer was really cool. And a little surprising, actually. So here we go. You know, we should just jump in. I'm going to start with Sharknado. I want to give a shout out to Comedy Central and to the Workaholics cast, and specifically Blake Anderson. He never disappoints. He's always at Comic-Con every year. Every year we usually do get to interview him. It was a little nuts this year, so we didn't get to. But if you guys are following me on Periscope, you can check out a quick blurb. He says, "Hey to everyone," while I'm Periscoping at, he was doing an autograph signing. But yeah, that was really great to see him, and, you know, just, they're great guys. Him and Adam and Anders, and yeah, anyway, good stuff. All right, so let's jump right in, you guys. Before I jump in, you can find all my dating advice girl craziness, including actual dating advice. I do ask some dating related questions to our celeb friends. We're gonna play here in a second, but for everything dating advice related, go to my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. I am on a bunch of social media platforms, including Facebook, facebook.com/datingadvicegirl, Twitter at datingadvicegrl, so no the and no I in the word girl. Same with Instagram at datingadvicegrl. I'm on pinterest.com/datingadvicegirl, youtube.com/datingadvicegirl. By the way, these interviews will be on my YouTube page this week. So you'll actually see me and some other press people in the press room asking the questions, and you'll see what Mike Tyson looks like, and what Tara Reid looks like, and what Ian Ziering looks like. Steve Sanders, you know? all right, so here we go. So I'm going to start with Ian Ziering. And so he was really great. He actually walked into the press room, and he had a big shark tattooed on his arm. I'm like, is that real? And you'll see this in the video. I'm like, is that real? He's like, no. He's like, I figured that my character Finn, because those of you who are Sharknado fans, his character's name is Finn, which is hilarious. Finn, shark, get it? And so he's like, yeah, I figured Finn would have some sort of shark-related something or other tattoo kind of thing, because that's what he does. He fights sharks. So that's, you know, fights sharks for the good of the people, so to speak. All right, so without further ado, here is some interview from Ian Ziering at Comic-Con 2015, talking about Sharknado 3 and talking about 90210. Here we go.
Is this thing on?
Killed a shark in all three movies, or can you tell us?
I can't tell you about the last one.
Dang it!
But you know, it's chainsawing my way through the belly of a shark.
Yeah.
Behind the back, no look, shark fillet on top of a fire truck.
Yeah.
You know, there's something to be said about dual machine guns. You do a lot of carnage with that. There's several in S3 that I'm not sure who's going to say what. That's part of the fun of the movie.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know that epic shark kill, right?
I'm not sure which one it's going to be. I mean, I try to make everyone as iconic as possible, but what I do is an action, and what you see is a reaction. So there's an entire process that I'm not involved in, and that's where the visual effects artist determines. I pass the baton, and then it's out of my hands. You know, I just hopefully have given them something to work with. It's great. Love Hasselhoff. I know he's wildly popular in Germany.
So he's talking about David Hasselhoff. He plays his dad in the movie, and there was a German journalist who was at our interview roundtable who was so disappointed that David Hasselhoff wasn't there. Don't get me wrong, I like the Hoff, but because she's German, I'm assuming that she was genuinely really, really just like saddened by the fact that he wasn't there. So here we go. Here he goes.
bright he should be. The guy is really...
I don't know why he thinks that all the time.
He is, we know. There's been reports you guys buy more of his albums than anyone else. I think he sells a few, and I don't know, but he's wildly successful. The Knight Rider, I was always a fan of that TV show, and getting to work with him was just a huge, just an awesome experience. Great guy.
Does he have any long-running TV series? Is doing a movie franchise?
And by the way, I just want to say, what you're hearing is a lot of times at these roundtable interviews, you know, it's just a bunch of people asking questions, and so whoever can kind of start asking their question first gets to finish asking their question. So when you hear somebody start a question and stop it, that's somebody else got their question in first. So there's a little bit of a, hey, but no, it was all in good fun. It's just the fun of the being press, you know.
7 working days for our programming. This is a little more involved, so the process isn't too different. What is different is that how quickly everything changes. Not knowing who's getting the cameo today or who we're working with, because they would show up last moment. Getting new script in front of the camera. Here, say this. You know, it's challenging.
How much room is there for improv in this? I know.
Okay, so I'm gonna fast forward a little bit. Some of the press people are asking him about this process, his acting process, and that kind of stuff. I was just trying to ask fun questions, because you know what? I do feel like sometimes actors get a little bored with the acting, the craft of acting questions, especially for a movie like Sharknado. So I was the one who asked earlier the question about what was his favorite way to kill a shark in the movie. We're going to join back in because I'm about to ask another question, and it's a fun 90210 question. Here we go.
The shark's coming out of the sky. It's really, I think that's all the dialogue.
Do people reference 90210 more or Sharknado more right now for you? Do people
Sharknado.
Still?
But
really?
It's funny because here at these roundtables, you know, 90210 was always brought up, and that was a part of my life that obviously had a lot of impact.
Yeah.
So we're talking about it 25 years after it initially aired.
And a group of girls, a table of ladies who all remember Steve Sanders. Come on.
Thanks, ladies. You know, Steve left me a gift that just keeps on giving.
And on that note, that was hilarious because one of the press people, he said, you know, Steve is the gift that keeps on giving. And this girl was like, oh, no, you have no idea. It's given us so much. And I was like, oh, boy, super fan. Awesome. But, no, thanks to Ian Ziering. Super great to meet you. And just thanks for being so fun with us during the roundtables. I know I'm assuming, you know, all the actors that come out for Comic-Con, it's a long day. There's a ton, thousands upon thousands of people there. I know it's probably exhausting on some level. So thank you, Ian Ziering. Next we have Tara Reid, which I really don't know much about Tara Reid, to be honest. I loved American Pie. I loved those movies. So I know her from that stuff. And, I mean, I don't know much else about her. I wasn't really sure what was going to happen during this interview. So, yeah, it was really actually cool to meet her. So, in this, I jump into my dating questions because, as promised, as the dating advice girl, I have to ask questions that relate to dating. So I did ask her a shark dating related question, and she had a really great answer. So here is Tara Reid. Again, Sharknado 3, the press room, Sharknado 3.
Okay, I have a fun question. So, say you're on a date and a sharknado comes out. Do you protect yourself or do you protect your date? Like, is it every man for himself?
It depends on the date. You know what I mean?
Good answer.
You probably have to protect yourself first so you can have another date with other people. Keep your options open.
It's
different if it's your kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. But if the date's going bad, then...
Yeah. Then I'm getting in.
What would be your favorite weapon, or what is the best weapon to fight the shark with?
I mean, my hand is pretty amazing. I mean, now that my hand's gotten bit off, it's a prosthetic, so there's clip-ins on it, you know?
Okay, so spoiler alert, if you didn't see the first or second Sharknado, apparently Tara Reid's hand gets bitten off by a shark, so spoiler alert, sorry about that.
I mean, we have a hand, a saw, we have all kinds of, it's like the bionic hand now. This hand kicks some serious sharks.
So we can expect some new accessories,
yes,
on the hand?
Yes.
Okay, great.
All right, so jumping on that bandwagon, actress Cassie Scirbo also was awesome at the roundtables, and she gave a really great answer to the same question. The question of, you know, what do you do if you're on a date and there's a crazy, scary shark there, and oh no, what do you do? And so here is Cassie's answer to that question. Here we go.
Is this your first Comic-Con, or were you here last
year? This is my first Comic-Con ever.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Are you excited to be here?
Yes, I can't wait to actually explore and, like, hang out with dudes and chicks, too. Whatever, people in costumes. I've been recently single, so I'm like, oh, no, I'm kidding.
Okay, and let me just say, when she said that, I did not prompt her to say that. She just sat down and said, oh, yeah, I'm recently single. And I was like, oh, my God, this is Dating Advice Girl gold. This couldn't be any more perfect, and here's here's the follow-up to that.
I like it.
Well, she's a dating expert.
I am. I'm actually a dating expert.
Are you?
A dating advice girl, and I was going to tie in a question. Can I, do you guys mind?
Do it. Oh,
so, I love it. So, if a shark were to pop up on a date, if you're out on a date with this new, fine young gentleman, whatever, do you help save him as well, or do you flee and save yourself? Think hard about it.
The goodness of my heart says save him too. However, if I was genuinely in that situation, I'd be like, bye. I wouldn't fight the shark. I wouldn't do nothing. Nova's way more badass than Cassie Scirbo. So I would be out. I'd be like, goodbye.
Well, and Tara
take
said,
a bowl and go or something.
Tara said, oh, it depends on how the date was going.
Oh, okay, that's nice. I would have still, I'm just going to run. I'm not going to try to save anybody. He better try to save me. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Chivalry. Chivalry?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Chivalry, my friends. Chivalry. I know. I was like, how do I reword this? Because it's ladies on a date, and most likely the lady's not going to be like, and forgive the stereotype, but yeah, most women aren't going to be like, I'm going to risk my life to save my man, whatever. But I'm like, I want to ask this question and see what these ladies say. And again, it's all about having fun, and it's not too serious. So there you go. So you guys, that was part of my interviews for Sharknado 3 with Ian Ziering, Tara Reid, and Cassie Scirbo. Like I said, those videos are going to be on my website and on my YouTube page this week. So, yeah, check it out to see what these fabulous actors look like. And again, thank you to all three actors. You guys were great. And just, you know, it was a fun time. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back from the commercial break, we're going to jump into Mike Tyson. Jump into Mike Tyson. That is a scary statement I just said. I think you know what I mean. We're going to go into his footage for Mike Tyson Mysteries, his cartoon, and ask him, you're going to hear some of the questions I asked him. And yeah, he's kind of a deep guy, actually. I think you'll be surprised as to some of the things he says. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after the commercial.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. 2 for the price of 1. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
the Greyhound 2-for-1 Companion Fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
Hello, Pringles 800 number.
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake with my Pringles.
Sir?
See, it says fat-free on the can, but they don't taste fat-free.
Sir, if it says fat-free original Pringles, that's what they are.
Listen, talk to my wife. Blanche!
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake.
No, ma'am. Fat-free Pringles are made with Olean. That's why they taste just as good with no fat and half the calories.
No way. I know when it's missing that fakey no-fat taste. Listen, I'll mail you one. You taste it.
New fat-free Pringles. Tasting is believing.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
All right, we are back. We are back. You are listening to the Dating Advice Girl on the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. All right, so you are listening to the Comic-Con 2015 episode. We just covered interviews with Ian Ziering. Still working through this hungoveredness, just a Comic-Con hangover kind of. Not even drinking, really. It's more just like all that is Comic-Con. It takes like a day of recovery after it. Those of you who've been know exactly what I'm talking about. What I was attempting to say was that we just covered some interviews with Ian Ziering, aka Steve Sanders from 90210, who is in Sharknado 3, has been in all three of the Sharknado movies. Also, Tara Reid, we just played a soundbite from her interview, and also Cassie Scarbo. And yeah, they were really fun and really great. So we're shifting gears to Mike Tyson, because Mike Tyson has a cartoon on Adult Swim. And you know what? I saw an episode or two of it, and it's actually hilarious. Like, he pokes fun of himself, which is really great. And I think people like to see that. I think people like to see actors and celebrities and musicians and people not take themselves so seriously all the time. And that's exactly what, well, both the Sharknado cast and Mike Tyson does in his cartoon, The Mike Tyson Mysteries. So he does get serious. Like I said, he's kind of a deep dude. So people were asking him all kinds of questions. You know, I did ask him the odd question. By the way, again, there is video of Mike Tyson. It was a weird room, so the footage isn't the best, but I'm still going to post it because it's still Mike Tyson being awesome Mike Tyson. So somebody did ask a question earlier. I'm like, you know, how do you like the process of being a voiceover actor? Like, is that really fun for you? And he was like, yeah. He also said that he really likes a challenge, which is interesting because, you know, I guess you would expect that from someone who's a championship fighter or any sort of champion, anyone who's won, who was considered or is considered the best at whatever they do. They're fighters, and they want to win, and they are not afraid of hard work and that kind of thing. So he was like, even with his cartoon doing voiceover, he was like, no, I like a challenge. Like, give me a challenge. If it's easy, I don't want to do it. And I'm like, wow, this guy is serious. He is the real deal. And you have to, on some level, admire that kind of fight and spirit in somebody, because a lot of people don't have that. And again, that's what makes some people the best at what they do in terms of their career or industry. But here we go. Without further ado, here's Mike Tyson talking a little bit about that, actually. I think somebody asked the question something along the lines of, oh, you seem to like really have it all together in your adult life, and this was his answer to that.
How about that? I don't know if anybody's ever comfortable with themselves. Yeah. They haven't real with, totally real with themselves, you know? Because that's our job in life, to overcome what we hate about ourselves and despise about ourselves. We all have that. But that's our journey, to overcome that and the love what we despise.
Okay, so this is me. I was really far away from him, but I do have other audio that I will add into the video. But I basically asked him, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Me?
Yes.
I'll be able to read people's minds. I know how to move. Okay. Oh, I can do that.
I think you'd hear, oh no, run a whole lot.
Oh no. hear that. You hear that? I hate that motherfucker. I gotta get some money out of this guy. Let's get this company. Let's get that. Let's use him to get that.
Do you find yourself turning down more and more stuff?
And I actually felt that was kind of sad. You know, I asked him what his superpower would be, and he was like, read people's minds so he could read the fact if people were trying to get one over on him, actually. Or that's what he was saying, and people saying that they hate him, or people, like, trying to, like, get money from him and stuff, you know? I think that, obviously, he's a tough dude, but I think that sometimes people forget that he's a human being. I think that's true for a lot of celebrities, actually. I don't want to get on some soapbox about it, but it's just always interesting when you have kind of a real moment, when somebody gives you a real moment, and it's like, oh, wow, I never considered that he's aware that people might want to use him, you know, whatever. Anyway, we're jumping forward. I think this is me asking another question. I can't remember what the question is, but I'm sure it's going to be great. Let's see what it is. Here we go.
How do you feel about the sport of boxing?
Oh, okay, so this was me jumping in. That guy asked, how do you feel about the sport of boxing? But I asked my question first. You can't hear me because I'm far away, but he answers my question. So ignore that guy's voice. basically, my question was, how do you feel about Ronda Rousey, as I talked about earlier? And this was his answer.
I think she's amazing, awesome, great for contact sports, really good for contact sports. But women are envious of men, so that's why they do a good job of superseding us in certain fields. No, you want the how do I say this? You want the respect that men receive, even when they seem they don't, even when they appear they don't deserve it. That's what women want.
And you know what? I got really, really nervous when he said that. When he said women are envious of men, I was like, oh no, what is he gonna go with this? But I hear what he's saying. First of all, he gave a huge high five to Ronda Rousey, which I thought was awesome, just in terms of one fighter to another. I think that's amazing, especially because she is a woman. Listen, even though she could kick a lot of people's butts, I think it's cool that he, at his level of, when he was at his highest level in the sport, someone who's accomplished so much could say that about another fighter. I thought that was really great. But, I mean, I just didn't know where he was going about women are envious of men. But I think what he's trying to say is that, you know, men have been the fighters traditionally. And so a lot of women who are boxers and MMA fighters and all kinds of, you know, in the sport of fighting in some way, have wanted to achieve a high level of success that typically men have in the sport. And she is, and good for her. I think that's what he was trying to say. I just thought it was cool that he gave her a thumbs up, high five, shout out, whatever. I thought that was great because she is the best. She's freaking tough, and I love it. I love it. All right, you guys, so that's it. We are we're coming to the end of the show. Thanks so much for listening, and that was just a little snippet of my experience at Comic-Con 2015. Again, this is year 4. I can't wait to go back next year, and thanks again to Sci-Fi Network, Comedy Central, and just, you know, just everybody. Oh, and Cartoon Network, Adult Swim. You guys are all awesome, and thanks for having me in your press rooms. And it was just great. And thanks to all the actors too. Thanks to Mike Tyson, Ian Ziering, Tara Reid, Cassie Scirbo. Just thanks so much. Oh, and again, shout out to Blake Anderson. Even though we didn't get you this time, we'll get you next time, and we love you. And just all the workaholics guys. So thank you so much for listening, you guys. We will be back next week with more dating advice, but I do like to do a little Comic-Con episode every year just because it's so much fun, and why not break it up every so often with, you know, something fun and totally unrelated. All right, you guys, have a great week. I will see you next time, and thanks so much for listening and supporting.